Right here.
You win!
All right, what do I win?
Another beer!
It's time once again for... Brew Review.
Echo off.
I really hope that echo thing's working.
It will. All right. I think it will.
All right, so we are back for another Brew Review, and this time we're doing another Leiden Kugel's Brewology Mixer.
Mixology, Brewology.
Yep. So depending on when episode this on and if you listen to the last one.
Yeah, we'll air them whatever.
We'll just recap real quick. So
yeah.
Leiden Kugel's came out with a sampler pack of their already released beers. So you got Summer Shandy, Canoe Paddler Kolsch, Grapefruit Shandy, Berry Weiss.
Yep.
And the fun thing about this Brewology pack is they give you instructions on which two to mix together, so you go half and half, and it makes a new beer. So the last one we did the Pamplemousse, which was the Canoe Paddler Kolsch and the Grapefruit Shandy.
Yep.
This time, we are going for...
Pink Lemonade. This is the one that I really wanted to... Because, the other ones look interesting. Like, I feel like the Shandy of Paradise is going to be, like, what we tried before.
Yeah.
Because that's the Shandy and the Grapefruit.
Yep, it'll be a little bit different. Probably sweeter.
Yeah.
Sweeter.
Yeah. Yep.
All right, so we are mixing Leiden Kugel's Summer Shandy...
Which is
and
delicious.
Leiden Kugel's Berry Weiss, which is also decent.
So I feel like when we pour these, we have to pour the Summer Shandy first.
I probably would, yeah.
Right?
That's the way I would go.
And then mix the... So Summer Shandy is a 4.2. That's pretty low.
Yep, pretty low. All these Leiden Kugels aren't very high on the content.
Get the pouring sound here. Oh, God, I didn't pour these even. This is going to have to get fixed. That's closer. Okay. All right, so there goes the Summer Shandy, and now we are mixing it. We're going to pour 50% Summer Shandy. Let me just check this quick. There we go. And 50% Berry Weiss. So Berry Weiss as I pour it. Oh, it is. So Berry Weiss as I pour it is like a reddish. It's very red. I didn't pay attention to the grapefruit as I poured it. Look how red this is. This looks like pink lemonade.
Yeah, holy cow, look at the color in that one.
That's super red. I mean, this is what the grapefruit, to me, should have looked like. But this is a reddish...
Wow, it's almost...
You're going to have to take a picture of these.
Yeah, it's almost like reddish pinkish. That's a very... Hopefully the picture will show the color.
Oh, duh.
But it's labels on the it's like really reddy pinkish. So this one was...
Yeah, here are these two. Should we do them together?
Yeah, so just so we know.
Just do one with it.
Yeah, so that's very interesting. Again, in the butterbeer cups.
That's what we do. I mean,
All right.
Nerd alert.
I'm a little more intrigued for this.
I am a little more... I've got the caps.
Yeah.
I'm intrigued as well. Let's give a little smell here.
And again, we're going to give it our Fatherhood for Life total brew score. I don't know why I trip up every time
it. You know what's funny? When you smell it,
it smells like the Berry Weiss.
Yeah, I mean, it smells like beer, but I'm not getting a lot of the... I'm not getting a pink lemonade.
The Summer Shandy smells, I think it's kind of similar, too.
Yeah. All right, cheers.
All right, here we go.
Taste. Ooh.
It tastes like candy.
This is a lot sweeter.
Yep.
Than the Grapefruit Shandy and the Canoe Pepper.
It's very sweet, but it tastes like candy.
Trina maybe she wouldn't like this. It's hard. She's hard to read. I'm getting a lot more of the Berry Weiss in this drink than I'm getting of...
The Summer Shandy is a sweeter beer. It's got a sweeter taste to it.
That's a really good point. The reason this is sweeter is because we had mixed a Kolsch, a plain old Kolsch
with the grapefruit,
and this is two sweet beers being mixed into one.
Yeah, Berry Weiss is definitely sweeter tasting than the grapefruit in my mind. Plus, the Summer Shandy, again, is a sweeter tasting beer.
Yeah.
The
color is spot on.
The color is really cool. I really like that. The appearance for me is going to get a high score. I like the appearance
of this. We forgot to... So, as far as presentation with the bottle, I'm giving it the exact same... Yeah, we can't go other than 5 because we'd be hypocrites.
The bottles all look the same.
It's a 5.
Yeah.
And then appearance as far as the beer, I'm going to give this a 7.
Yeah, I
think
it's
cool.
I agree with you there. It's cool coloring.
Yeah.
I like the way it turned out like that.
If someone stuck this in front of me and they were like, here's a beer, I'd say, is this pink lemonade?
Yeah, I would almost...
It's pink.
I'd almost be like, what am I drinking?
I mean, it's yeah. legit pink, so...
Drinkability, it is too... It's very good. It'd be a good treat to drink one.
I'm giving it a 6.
I couldn't drink 2.
I'm giving it a 6. It's not getting the 8 that the...
I'll get a 5.5, 5.5. Because okay. they're, again, fun for a 1, but yeah. I couldn't...
Fun for one's a good...
There's no way I could do more than
fun
one of
for,
these
We need
roll.
To, like, trademark that. Fun for one?
Yeah, this would be fun for one.
I need a t-shirt. I like that.
But even just this one is going to be...
Yeah, too much. Yeah, I mean, one, not too much.
That's a lot of sweet.
It's enough, yeah.
That's a lot of sweet. The taste, though, is... I like the taste.
The taste? I'm going to give... What did I get? Oh, boy. I'm
well, we gave the other one an 8. I don't...
This is hard. I'm giving this a 7 for taste because I like it, but I don't like it as much as I like the canoe pepper.
Yeah.
The moose, what do we call this one?
The
pample moose.
Yeah.
What
you
is
know,
pample?
I can't find a reason to not go with a 7 as well.
Right.
So,
right. So while you calculate this, because we have to do live math, we have...
Calculators.
Dang calculators. Remember our math teachers were like, you better know this, because you're going to never grow up to have a calculator in your back pocket.
Yeah, okay.
Whoops. So of the mixology pack here, of the Line and Kugel's mixology pack, there are 4 possible combinations. We've done 2. We've done the pamplemousse, which was the canoe paddler kolsch, the grapefruit shandy, and now we're doing this one, which is the summer shandy and the berry weiss. The 2 that we'll do after this are the summer shandy and the kolsch, which is kind of like what we did, but slightly different because it's not a grapefruit. That's called a shandy paddler.
Shandy paddler.
And then the last one is a summer shandy and a grapefruit shandy. That's going to be sweet.
That is going to be sweet.
Because that will be kind of like this, but the color won't be as
It'll
pink.
Be sweet.
And that's called Shandy Paradise, or Stomach Paradise.
Stomach Un-Paradise.
Stomach Toilet Monday Morning Paradise. Stomach Problems is what that's called.
Exactly.
So we've got half the mixology pack in the bag here.
Yeah. So the Fatherhood for Life total brew score on the Line & Kugel's Brewology Pink Lemonade is a 49.5. A 25 from you, a 24.5 from me, for a total score of 49.5.
And what did
the pamplemousse got a 52.5.
Yeah. So this is slightly under the pample the pamplemousse.
Mostly,
which
the taste was just a hair under. Presentation was the same. The drinkability was way down. The drinkability of the pamplemousse was way up. This one was way down. The appearance did get higher scores of the beer itself because the coloring is so cool. I would see it and be like, I have to try that just to know what it tastes like.
Yeah.
But overall, just coming in a hair under the pamplemousse. Good. It's good. I would recommend anyone to try it.
Yep. However, this is a one and done. Mm-hmm. And the other one
it's a fun for one.
A fun for one. I'm sorry. Damn it. We need to trademark that. It's a fun for one. The other one I could drink several and have no problem.
Oh, yeah. I could throw those back. Yeah.
Several.
Plenty.
I think looking at the other half of this pack... This one, the Shady Paddler,
is probably going to be actually really good.
It's going to be good, and it's going to be like
I bet the Shady Paddler is going to be really high drinkability.
Really, really close. And then this one is going to be
That one's
like
going to be a...
The Summer Shandy and the Grapefruit Shandy.
I love the grapefruit taste, especially when it's mixed with something to kind of settle it down a little bit.
It's horrible to say this. I almost prefer, because it's been a while since I've had a berry weiss. I prefer the grapefruit to the berry weiss, which is probably why we're going to rate those different.
Yeah. I definitely prefer the grapefruit to the berry weiss.
What's in the? I mean, berry weiss obviously on the label they've got blackberries and raspberries. That's got to be it. I mean, I don't think there's any other.
I can see. Let me see if I can find something real quick before we wrap this up.
Because they. Oh, here it says, Weiss beer with natural berry flavors. It says natural berry flavors and blackberry juice. So it must be blackberry and raspberry. I don't taste any, like, strawberry in it.
No.
So it's just berries and blackberries, basically. But, yeah, I mean, that's, you know, it's a decent beer. It's definitely a little lower than the other one. But...
Yeah, so here's... put in your freaking age.
Yeah, are you 21? No.
I'm old as dirt.
I love how they like have you ask that or put your birthday in. No one would know how to put a fake birthday.
Yeah, come on. Like, is this necessary?
They must be a legal thing with their websites where like, you have to ask this person.
Okay, so crisp Weiss beer gets a little lift from an enticing blend of blackberries, elderberries, and loganberries.
Okay, so I'm glad you looked that up because that's interesting. An elderberry and a loganberry?
Yeah, I don't even know what a loganberry is.
It's a berry.
I'm not even going to pretend like I know what that is. I don't even care.
Yeah.
Our line of Kugel's Berry Weiss brings them together for a flavor that's deliciously different and available all year long. Winner of the 2004 bronze medal and 2007 gold medal for fruit and vegetable beer at the Great American Beer Festival. Okay. I did not know that.
I'd like to know who brewed a vegetable beer.
Yeah, I got it.
But, I mean,
here you go. Pairs with chocolate cake, fresh caprese salad.
Oh, I can see
and
going
creamy
with a salad.
Spinach and artichoke dip.
I totally agree with an appetizer or a salad. That would pair great with a salad. The dessert, like a dessert. Have you ever had one of those super high, like a stout, like a super high alcohol stout with like a chocolate is amazing. Mm. That would be, we should do a brew review.
Hold on.
Food comparisons.
Full on fire alarm alert here.
Uh-oh.
Line and Kugel has a lemon haze IPA.
Excuse me?
Yeah, exactly. Excuse me, is right.
What is the...
Lemon Haze IPA.
I've never heard of that either.
It's
That's
in a can.
Brand
the picture
new.
Is just a can.
What's the alcohol
Indiana content? Pale Ale Natural Lemonade Flavor. Lana Kugel's Lemon Haze IPA is a deliciously balanced, hazy IPA that brings together notes of juicy lemons with the citrusy bitterness of American and German hops.
Look at the alcohol content. That's so low for an
4.9.
IPA. 4.9. An IPA at 4.9?
We have to get a hold
we
of
We have
this.
To try that. I'm a giant. We've talked about this. I'm a giant. I almost got you an IPA of the Moose Lake Brewery.
We
but
have
I had to
try that.
That's got to be. It says. Does it say it's brand new?
It doesn't say.
What
but
is
I'm
this?
Guessing.
That looks like
drink Wisconsinably.
Pass. Wisconsin. Sorry, Packer fans.
Yeah. Here's. Here we go. There's a Brewology pack too.
Okay.
Oh Christ.
Whoops.
Hold on.
There
there's a
our
whole
sobriety.
Other Brewology pack. Get in the car. One of them's called the Honey Bear.
Road trip.
There's a Honey Bear. Oh,
Honey Bear?
God.
Wait.
Okay, so the Brewology Pack 2 comes with Honey Weiss, Berry Weiss, Creamy Dark, and Snowdrift Vanilla Porter.
Oh, that is
all
delicious.
Right. That's it.
We love the Snowdrift
this
Vanilla
one,
Porter.
I'm guessing this one's not available yet, because Snowdrift
I
usually
bet you
comes out in the fall. I can't wait.
So that's like a fall
okay.
brew? Wait, what
again,
are they
again? Again, hats off to Lining Kugel's for doing
time.
This, because I'm hooked, and now I 100% am going to find Brewology
well,
Pack 2.
And listen,
that's
every,
ridiculous.
Like, we'll say it now, because it's live, or whenever people are going to listen to it. This is going to get ripped off big time. Summit, Surly, Sam Adams are going to do mixology packs. 100%.
I can't believe Snowdrift Vanilla Porter is one of my all-time
what
favorite
What
do
they
beers.
Mix that with? Does it say?
I don't know. I can't zoom in on the stupid picture.
What are these ones right here?
Berry Weiss and
Honey
Weiss makes the Honey Bear.
Ooh.
Oh my goodness. Can
what,
you imagine
but what
that?
In God's name
oh
do you
God.
Mix with
I'm
the
guessing,
Snowdrift
I'm
Vanilla
guessing,
Porter?
I'm guessing... You're going to go creamy dark in the Snowdrift Vanilla Porter.
Because can you imagine what a Snowdrift Vanilla Porter and a Berry Weiss would taste like?
I can't.
Gross.
I cannot freaking wait.
That's what it is.
That is amazing.
On these packs, don't you have to mix every beer? Mathematically, or no?
No. Because if you look, there's 1, 2, 3 of them have Summer Shandy in them.
Oh, you're right. Because there's no way...
So the Berry Weiss isn't mixed with anything but Summer Shandy.
Okay.
And the Canoe Paddler is only mixed with Summer Shandy and the grapefruit. So Canoe Paddler and the Berry Weiss are not mixed together. You could.
This
but
will
on
be,
here...
This will be the only
yeah,
one
on
that
here,
pack.
On here, the Canoe Paddler and the Berry Weiss are not mixed.
I want to try a Honey Bear.
And the grapefruit... The grapefruit and the Berry Weiss are not mixed.
Look here, it says... Does it
so
say
there's anything? There's two more possible combinations that they didn't give you. Grapefruit and Berry Weiss, which I would never mix together. And
right.
What was the other one? Berry Weiss and...
And Kolsch? Oh, no, we did Berry Weiss. Berry Weiss and Kolsch. They didn't
Weiss,
do Berry Weiss and Kolsch.
Berry Weiss and Kolsch.
Which, I mean...
That might be okay.
Yeah. That's,
oh
I feel like
goodness.
That would be
I can't
that's
handle
amazing.
It. I can't wait.
So maybe...
Because
so
you're one of your Well, it used to be one of your all-time favorite beers was Honey West. That's all you drank.
That's all we drank. And the best thing to get at Buffalo Wild Wings is
a Honey West with
a Honey West with medium boneless wing. Like, that was my jam. Like, they give you the lemon. You squeeze the lemon in the beer. Yep. That's
Winston agrees, apparently.
Winston loves lemon, too.
Oh, my God. I can't wait. I can't even handle this. This is amazing.
So, and clearly, like you said, there's no way that they're going to release Snowdrift Vanilla Porter in August. So this is coming in, like, September, October. Right, I mean, that's... Oh, like, quick brew review, really, really quick brew review sidebar. I was looking the other day because my favorite beer, like, my Mount Rushmore, on my Mount Rushmore of beers, and it's seasonal, the Pumpkin Ale at Tim Whiskers, it's we're, like, 4 to 5 weeks within that coming out.
Oh, my God, we're almost to fall beers. I know. It's almost fall beer
it's
season.
It's almost
oh,
Oktoberfest, Sam oh, Adams Oktoberfest, and the Pumpkin Ale. Like, I'm going to spy on their website, and as soon as they
drop that, we're going to the tap room. It's in downtown St. Paul, and we're... Because they do a release party.
We're
going
to have to start cranking these out like we've always promised, instead of once a month or once every 2 months. We're going to have to crank these out once every few weeks, because it's beer season. I'm sorry, but beer season to me is fall. Fall to me is beer season, because that's when you get
the seasonal beers, the seasonal fall beers.
You get the winter beers coming in.
Yeah,
you get all of them.
I can't wait. All
right, we went over on this brewery.
It's like
but
wedding
we
crashers,
had...
and like it's wedding season for us. It's beer season. It's wedding. You sandbagging son of a bitch.
That's the best.
Let's go. All
right. Yeah, no, you're right. Now this got me like excited.
Mm-hmm. All
right, we're following this into a bit, so this should be interesting.
Right. Yeah,
but everybody, this was a good. We'll wrap up part two of mixology. Yep. We've got a couple more to go, and some other exciting mixologies that we're super excited about. But all right, we're wrapping up brew review.
We are back.
We're live.
We're live in the basement.
I know it's. I had to switch out the stool for a chair because my back hurts because I'm old.
Yeah, well, you know, that's part of it. We're going to separate this. We're just going to freewheel this discussion into a couple of different directions as far as we want to go.
We're a few
into
beers
it.
In. We got time.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we're like, you know, let's just wing it.
Yeah, we'll wing it. That's what we do. We never, and so anyone listening to any of these, whether it's a brew review or a bit or a discussion, it's not like we have any type of an outline or a plan. We just go, what do you want to talk about tonight?
One of these days, maybe.
Yeah, like probably. A little bit with the bit, because you have to plan things. But like the discussion, it's like there's literally a two sentence, like, let's talk about this. And then we just talk about it for like a half an hour. That's it. So.
Yeah, I like
it. So I think... we were going to talk about the two things that don't really have enough meat to go into one long thing. So one of them was like cooking. I don't really know what that means, but we'll share a funny story. Cooking. So back in our late teens, I shouldn't say this. We were clearly 21 because we were drinking. so I'll say when we were 21, we would have some get-togethers with friends at the apartment or wherever.
Mm-hmm.
We'd have a few adult beverages,
few.
And then it would be midnight or 1 o'clock in the morning. We'd be hungry, so we would cook. We'd get out the frying pan,
which we had one frying pan.
We had one frying pan. You had one
and
frying pan.
Very few groceries.
Yeah, and we'd be like, "Well, what's in the
and the only groceries we had was what just to make sure we ate food."
Right. Yeah. So we'd find something to, and it was funny because it would always be fried. So it had to be like a, you know, steak, meat, or like the sausage, because we called our famous dish was death by sausage.
Death by sausage. Yep.
And
and if you think you want to know, it was probably so bad for you, but we made
horrific.
It so often.
Horrific.
But
horrifically bad for you.
Yeah. Death by sausage was one of my favorite dishes to make.
Yeah. Which, God's honest truth, again, we still make it to this day. We call it death by sausage. It's slightly different. it's slightly different. I mean, we slice like a kielbasa or whatever, and then I add whatever to it. But it's very similar to what we were making at 1:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
Trying not to burn down the kitchen. And the best part of the story is, so we're like, oh, let's eat. Let's make some food. And so like we would cut this whatever up and put it in the frying pan. And then it was just game on with seasonings. It was like...
Yeah, it was... That's where the real flavor came in. We would just take this basic like kielbasa sausage,
yeah,
slice it up,
chicken,
throw it in a frying
or steak
pan,
or something,
and then you just throw anything you had at it. like yeah. just to put some flavor in it.
Yeah. And you would have thought you were watching a Food Network show because we were narrating it. It was like Emeril. It was like, oh, we're yeah. going to put a little, like, we're going to go paprika. We're going to go garlic salt or garlic or yeah. onion powder.
Then we're gonna soak it in soy sauce and add some Worcestershire and some Tabasco. Yeah.
And then we're all going to die of sodium poisoning because that's...
You'd take like three bites and feel all the water just sucked out of you.
The amount of sodium, because literally it was, you're right, it was like A1, soy sauce, barbecue sauce,
Worcestershire
sauce.
Sometimes Tabasco if we had it.
Yeah, Tabasco. And then like pepper, garlic, onion.
Sometimes teriyaki too.
But that's only
if we had leftover money to buy it.
Yeah,
that right. week, which we never did,
because there were difficult decisions. It was like, do we get a case of beer or do you fill your gas tank up? Well, beer. I don't really need to go to work, get some beer. But yeah, like I like the fondest memories. But that's, you know, and it's funny because we both like to cook.
Yep.
Like you'll text me stuff you're cooking. I'll text you pictures of stuff I'm cooking. We'll talk about stuff we cook for the
like
kids.
Our big plates of nachos.
Oh. Yeah. I mean, that's another thing. Like, okay, so another thing you'd cook at 1:30 in the morning was like, well, I'm hungry. Well, let's dump a bunch of Doritos on a plate and just cover it in cheese and then microwave it, and then you're fine. Yes. That's a meal.
You know, my new favorite thing to add to basic nachos, so I call basic nachos like just your chips and then cheese on top, right?
Yeah.
It's bacon bits.
Mm. Are you kidding me?
Bacon bits on there? Oh.
I might go make some Doritos. That's good. Trina will be like, what are you doing?
Yeah, throw some bacon bits on there. Yeah, that's good.
Like bacos? Are you talking like bacos or like the bacon bits you get it like in the bag?
Yeah, just like the bacon bits in the bag.
Oh, it sounds amazing. Yeah.
Yep. It gives you a little bit more texture and that meat down there. It's good. It makes me think too, think about how we used to make food, and we did ramen all the time too.
Oh,
like
ramen!
And we used to like cut up hot dogs and put them in the ramen, right? Like you would try to doctor up your ramen like any way you could because we had it so often.
It was a quarter, yeah.
So it brings me to like thinking like how my kids make food sometimes too, because mine are at the point now, and yours are getting there probably.
Yeah,
where they're pretty self sufficient, they can make their own food if they have to.
Yes,
or like 100%. If we're going on a date night or we're going to be late or for whatever reason, they're like, I'm hungry. Okay, go make something to eat then.
Mm-hmm.
And like seeing what they do.
Yes. Like,
yes, we still get ramen. No, I'm not ashamed of it. Oh. Like they'll make ramen or like the mac and cheese cups. But sometimes they'll actually like, well, and Austin's older, so that's different. But like sometimes they'll start to like,
part of his.
Yeah, yeah. So like they'll start to add, you know, like Ty likes to add spices to his food. Mm-hmm. He'll do like salt, pepper, whatever. Emmett's pretty basic with his food still. Like he doesn't really.
That's how Alex
branch out from.
He doesn't. Yeah, he doesn't.
But Ty's definitely the point where he'll doctor it up or he'll try different things or mix things together, or whatever.
Sure.
But it just makes me think back to like how we used to do it too. Like it's just kind of funny when you watch, you know.
Well, it's funny
he's going to add some like spice to his ramen or he's going to like, you know, dump some, you know, seasoned salt on his whatever. Like, that's what we used to like.
What's funny about it, though, is it starts like that. And then like I had a legitimate interest in like if I, you know, it's like I still don't know what I want to do when I grow up. Right. But like when you were 22 or whatever and you're like. I was like, maybe I go to culinary school because that was
an interest, about doing like the Le Cordon Bleu too.
Yeah. Like you're like, cause it's an interest and it sounds dumb because you're like, well, you just want to get in there and cook and make stuff. But like we would watch a crap load of Food Network and we would like cook stuff and try, but like that branches out into like adulthood now is cause like, I love to cook. You love to cook. We'll cook stuff for like I consider us both good cooks. Like I know you're a good cook. I don't know how this happened.
Only with things I know what I'm doing. Like if you were make this dish, I'd be like,
huh? Yeah, that's true. You got to pick your spot. You got to pick what you know. Yeah.
But definitely I would agree with you. Like we're good at making food we want to make.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. Like recipes we know, things we want, things the kids like, whatever.
Yeah.
Which semi break off, like how are you out of the realm of like, with all the kids, are you out of the realm of like the chicken nuggets, mac and cheese? Cause I'm still there. as far as like the pickiness.
It's so easy to do that stuff. I feel like that's always, you always have to have it on hand, especially like sleepovers when they have friends over and stuff.
Yeah.
It'll be like midnight and they're like, we want dino chicken nuggets.
Who doesn't want dino chicken nuggets?
So I'm making dino nuggets at like 1 a.m, you know? Yeah. Yeah. Or like the mac and cheese or the ramen. Like it's always good to have easy stuff they can make on their own.
Yeah.
We still try to do like the family dinners, but sometimes you're so busy, it's hard.
Yeah.
To do like the big, you know, full on cook family dinner. We do a lot of like pasta because pasta's easy. They can pasta's make pasta too easy. If they had to. Like it's not hard. You boil a pot of water, throw in the noodles, you know.
I feel like
that's the other thing. Do your boys have an interest in learning how to like make food or cook or like do different things?
I'm glad you said that because I have a super huge, and I won't call it disappointment because I'm not disappointed in the kids, but like when I loved how, like, wow, it was middle school, I can't remember what grade it was, the home ec stuff.
Oh, yeah,
because they called it home ec then.
Yep.
But I loved it. I was like, oh, dude, like that sparked my. It didn't spark my interest, but it was.
I still remember making like smoothies in home ec.
Yes, or we made like tacos. We made pasta. Must have been like a spaghetti. Like there were different meals that they would have me make. And I remember Ryan when he was in sixth grade. He was just starting middle school. They were doing. They call it FACS now, Family and Consumer Sciences.
No, it's home ec.
Right, home ec, 100%. But that was when COVID hit. He had it third trimester. So he never got to do it for sixth grade. And then when he went back for seventh, I think he did a little bit of it. And he doesn't really – like he's not excited about it. And I kind of feel like COVID totally stole that from him. Like he would have been way more excited about it if he was able to do it in class and, like, do the, like, student kitchens. And because that – I don't know if that like sparked it, but I remember when we did it, that was one of my biggest interests in middle school was like cooking.
Yeah. Yeah. I always really was like interested in it too. I always wanted to like just go in the kitchen and cook a bunch of stuff. Like my earliest memories of cooking or like being interested in like spices is my grandma had this drawer in her kitchen and the whole drawer is filled with spices.
Grandma Carol.
Yep.
Yeah.
And so when I used to go stay out there for the summers, I would find an empty jar and I would take all the spices out and I would just mix a bunch of them together. Basically, it's like my first experience like making a dry, like I didn't even know what I was doing. All I wanted to do is take the spices out and mix a bunch together and try to like make these different combinations for like this good flavor.
Yeah.
Not even knowing what I would use it for.
Yeah.
But I just remember, like, I would just take everything out and just mix them all together.
Your grandma to this day is the reason that I cook bacon in the oven.
Yeah. It was the crispiest, best bacon.
Like, I never, like, no one ever was like, you need to do this. We went up to your grandma's, like, several summers. But, like, I was always like, how does she get her bacon like this? And she's like, I cook it in the oven. I'm like, my mind was blown. So, like, to this day, I'm almost 40, and I cook my bacon in the oven for one reason, Grandma Carol.
Yeah, it was always the best bacon.
It's the best bacon.
Yeah.
Because she would cook us, like, basically 4-star meals, 5-star meals. We'd be, like, going out doing whatever, and she'd be like, come inside and I've got like lunch ready on the table, and
her grilled cheese and malts. Remember
the grilled cheese and malts, like 5-star breakfast, like eggs, bacon, pancakes. Yeah. Like she was up with us at like 1 o'clock in the morning playing cards, and then she was the first one up before anyone was up, like making breakfast.
Yep.
That's what she did.
Yeah, it was the best.
Crazy, dude. But yeah, that's we do the same thing. We kind of do like with my youngest, he still is trapped into the whole like mac and cheese or noodles because he like my oldest basically eats anything, a few random things. But I'm looking forward to when they're out of the stage of like, because it's kind of on us. Like we make mainly one meal, but then if Alex is like, oh, I'm not going to eat that, I'm like, all right, what do you want me to make you? You know, like it's like two separate things.
Because you
like,
want to make sure they eat.
Right.
And you get sick of having that, like, you're going to eat this, and then they don't want to eat it. And
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember that. Like, Ty used to be so picky. It was it was basically like hot dogs, chicken nuggets, mac and cheese.
Right.
That was literally all he would eat.
How were your kids with vegetables? Because mine would not, I mean.
They're actually surprisingly good. Like, I try to do veggies with, like, especially with dinner, whether it's mixed veggies or corn or whatever, but they're good with it. Yeah, they'll put some salt and pepper on it, but I don't.
Well, you have to. I mean,
what I do is I try to give them, like, we have these little dishes. We just got new ones from IKEA, actually. So it's like the perfect amount to where it's not too much.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to like overwhelm them on their plate. So they're like, oh God, I'm never going to eat all those veggies. Yeah.
You can eat this whole
Whereas like just enough in its own little dish with a spoon and it doesn't look so intimidating.
Right.
But they do pretty good with it, honestly.
Yeah. That's a hard line. Cause my oldest one, right. He'll eat, he's fine with it. But then my youngest, we had like an hour and a half standoff when he was three, like with a green bean. Like I literally was like
with a green bean.
And today it's the same. It hasn't.
What started. About peas? Like one thing they always, Mike has always good with was peas.
Yeah. Even
sometimes like Emmett will ask for like frozen peas in his lunch. Like they like to eat them frozen for some
really?
Reason. Yep. Frozen
he
peas.
He eats frozen peas. Good for him, dude.
Just pop them in. I don't know why, but. Yeah, frozen peas. I'm like, all right. Like, Ty would do it all the time too. Even Austin, they'd just eat the peas frozen. They'd be like, no, don't cook those. What are you doing? We want them frozen. I'm like,
that's
okay.
That's an anomaly to me. Wow.
Well, have you ever tried frozen fruit? Like, have you ever taken like just some grapes or some like cut up whatever?
Frozen grapes is my jam.
And like, yeah, you throw them in the freezer. Yeah, that's good stuff.
Like,
try the same thing. Like, just give them frozen peas.
That's not a bad
see what they do with it.
As a healthy snack, like I used to get the red grapes and you just freeze them. You just put them in the freezer. Oh, so if you're sitting at night watching TV and you're just eating frozen grapes, especially like in the summertime, because in the wintertime, who wants to eat anything that's frozen? But like in the summertime, like frozen grapes, oh, so good.
Yeah, very good.
So good. That's a good point.
Oh, I just yawn. That's a bad sign.
I know. We are nearing the close. But this is stretching it longer than I thought it would, which is good. But yeah,
And cooking's fun. Like to me, I feel like cooking's fun. And I try to like, you know, the kids should feel like it's fun. Like they can make their own eggs. Like Ty can go in the kitchen. He'll whip up some scrambled
eggs.
He'll put them in a bowl.
Yeah.
Like whip them up. He'll add a little milk, little cheese. Like he does his own thing when he makes his eggs or whatever.
Yeah, dude.
The only thing is the cleanup. You know, like they're all pretty bad at cleaning up after
themselves. That's a life. I mean, that's just
like,
the age.
Yeah, you made food. Boo, the kitchen looks like a tornado went through it. But
because part of that, which is the life skill, is like you want them to, like, say tomorrow they had to live on their own. I don't know why that would be, but just say tomorrow they had to live on their own. Can they make themselves a meal? It'd be a good life skill to have to, like, I got to whip up some eggs or I got to, it's like,
yeah.
You do want to just let them get in there and experiment and like learn how to like cook an egg or cook noodles or make whatever. Like it is truly like a life skill that like, you know, I mean,
how to even operate the oven. Like do your kids know how to operate the oven properly?
Right.
Or like the burners, like.
Right. True. Yep. Cause yeah, you're right. There's that cutoff with the age where I was like, there's no way you're going to let your like eight or nine year old like operate the oven by themselves. But it's like you get to a certain point where you're like, all right, I'm going to show you how to do this. And then like, don't do this unless mom and dad are home or like,
yeah,
whatever. But you want them to have those life skills, you know, because I remember like now you say that too, like because we were both always interested in cooking. I don't remember like my parents ever being like, hey, like other than like when we were like and it was an assignment at school or if they were like, hey, come and help me cook this. So I try and do that with the kids. Probably I should do it more than I do.
I probably should too. Like,
you know, because when Ryan was doing the home ec, I call it home ec. When he was doing the fact stuff,
it home ec.
Yeah, I'm just gonna call it home ec. When he was doing that, I was like, hey, come, I'll show you how to do this, and he would. He'd be like, oh, can I stir this? Can I like do this? And I'm like, and then I had to learn to like not control everything because I'd be like. I'd try and say, like, well, don't do it this way. I'm like, well, that's just the way I do it. He can do whatever he wants, just as long as he doesn't start a fire, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, you want them to have that interest in it, and you want to pass it on, or pass on the knowledge, or pass on the passion for it, because it's truly a life skill. You don't want them to grow up and be like, well, I know how to microwave mac and cheese in a cup. Like, they don't know how to, like, you know?
You know what would be fun is to, like, tell the kids one night, like, all right, Wednesday night, I want you to plan dinner. I want you to plan everything we're going to have.
That's a great idea.
What you need, how you're going to prepare it. And then, you know, I'm here if you guys need help. But otherwise, it's all you. Make us dinner.
Dude, that is a
and see what ends up on the table.
That is a great idea to challenge your kids to go, look, we make dinner for you every night, whatever, right? Let's pick a meal together, but you guys are going to be the ones that prepare it. Like, obviously, we're here to help. We're here to
help.
We're not going to go down
to the list. Like, make the list for just one meal.
Yeah.
Write out the list of what you need.
Yeah.
We'll go get it.
Yeah.
And then you guys are going to prepare it.
Even like take them to the store and like let them pick stuff out. Cause like that's a good, I'm going to do that. I should have done that not really during COVID. I mean, we're still in COVID.
It'd be interesting to see, and then let them go from start to finish. And like I said, be there for like, okay, you need help or whatever. I'm here, but I'm going to let you guys take the lead, plan it out, give us your grocery list. Like, and you know, whip it up.
My only fear with that is like I can just see my
younger. It'd be like ice cream sundaes.
Or he'd be like corn dogs. Like buy the corn dog, preheat the oven to 400 degrees, put it in the oven and eat it. Well, that's not preparing a meal. Sorry, buddy.
Yeah,
that's not how that works. Like make spaghetti or make like
Yeah, but there's a challenge for everyone out there. Like have your kids plan out grocery shop, prepare meal.
Take them to the grocery store, let them pick the stuff. Like, let them actually pick the stuff. Like, buy it, bag it, take it home, put it away. Well, not put it away.
Yeah.
Get it ready. Yeah, that's a great. That's a
and give really them a good. Budget, too. Make them budget it.
Yeah, like because then they know how much. Your budget's
$50. Make dinner for four, you know?
Because I tried to, like, not to go too deep in the weeds, but, like, that's a great idea because you could be like, look, if we go to, like, McDonald's for dinner or, like, Cane's, and you're going to spend $45-$50 on fast food, right? Mm-hmm. You take that same money, you go to the grocery store and you spend the exact same amount of money at the grocery store, you take it home. What can you make and what's the difference? Because that's a huge thing, right? Like as an adult, you have to be like, well, because we still like basically once a week, we'll like eat out. We'll pick like one night a week. Like, all right, we're going to eat out whatever night. But the other nights we try and make meals at home. That's a great idea. Good suggestion.
Yeah, try it out. See what happens. See what you eat for dinner. I'm going to try it
out. My kids will be like, oh, I'm watching YouTube.
Well, yeah, watch YouTube on how to make dinner.
They were watching these YouTube videos of these massive meals. And not massive, but the giant, like how to make a... My oldest son's listening to me. Are you going to bed? Bedtime? Good night. Bye, buddy. They were watching these videos of the making like a hundred pound burger or like a like the mat like the big food, you know.
That was the 20-foot pizza.
Yeah, like things like that. So that was kind of fun. I was watching that. So like things like that can maybe spark an interest. But
yeah,
that's funny. Well, we'll wrap it up soon. My kids are going to bed now. Yep. I'm going to have another beer is what I'm going to do.
Yeah, I think I might join you in that another beer.
I'm going to crack another one of these and then go to bed early. Not early.
Yeah, I've got to be.
Oh, you have a basketball tournament all day tomorrow. Going on. So. This was longer than I thought it would be, but I think it was a good conversation.
I'm like super excited for the basketball, but not for the Kens and the Karens.
Oh, God.
What's the mods? Is it Kens and Karens?
Karens for sure. I call them Richards.
Richards. For the Richards and the Karens. I'm sure there's going to be a plenty.
Have you run into that a lot?
Well, this is the first tournament, so I'll let you know.
Send me a text.
Yeah, I will.
You have to send me like a video of some crazy parents like doing the...
Yeah, it'll be wonderful.
That's another discussion from the time. I think we were going to talk about crazy soccer... Not soccer... Sport parents. I say soccer because the boys were in soccer, but
the sport parent. Oh god,
that's a whole nother topic. All right, well, we'll wrap it up. We'll wrap it up for we talked about cooking and
we freeballed it.
For
I was gonna say freeball. Yeah, you said
we freeballed it. That's what we did.
I like it.
Podcast. We'll say what we want. All right, we'll be back for another discussion soon. So well done. Fatherhood for Life bit.
It's bit time.
And this time I actually, kind of prepared. So not last time, because we're putting whatever we want in whatever episode. But one of the other past bits that we did was the name that I think it was the name that 90s TV theme songs.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I had a ton of fun with that. So I decided to do something similar of a name that theme.
Mm.
And I've got name that video game theme song.
Ooh, nice.
And I tried to be kind of all over the board with it. So it's not, it's mainly older ones. It's nothing super new at all. So it's nothing like that.
Ooh, this is going to be good. Okay.
And I'll, you know, there's a couple of gimmies in there. So like clearly you'll hear one and go, yep, that's this. But all then right. There are some that I don't know if I would know.
Oof. All right. Oh, I feel the pressure's on. You've been crushing every bit. Dude. So now I feel like the pressure's on to perform.
No,
all right.
No pressure. So yeah, we'll see where this takes us. I think I've got 11 total. I was going to do 10 and I think it's 11 cause I have one extra in there.
Nice. All
right. I've YouTubed these, but in order to avoid the
the ads.
Yeah, the ads. I did screen record. Oh, so nice. Now I'm using Ryan's phone. I said, I need your phone. So I've screen recorded these and they're each 30 seconds long. Now
all right.
Some of them you're not gonna need 30 seconds, but I'm trying to decide how I do this order wise or if I just go how I downloaded them. And I also have to, I'm just winging this because, dang it.
Screen recording. I wish I would have thought of that.
Well, I hope this is going to work how I want it because, so I'm like, it's like, it creates like a video.
Mm-hmm.
And once you get your finger off the button, oh, here, I think I know how to do it now. I gotta be careful.
Hold on, time out real quick. So Austin's tiptoeing around because he's getting ready to go out with his friends, but he looks like he's ready to rob a bank.
Is he downstairs? He's dressed in all black with a ski mask?
Yeah. He's got like black sweatpants, black hoodie, black hat.
Tell me, say hi.
Are you going to rob a bank or what are you?
Don't ask questions. You don't rob it. Say don't ask questions. You don't want answers to.
Yeah, exactly.
I love it. I love that kid.
Perfect.
Yeah,
life goals.
We're recording it, so this is all documented. This is perfect.
I hope he's joking, but sometimes I don't know. Sure.
Yeah, I love that kid. Did he work tonight?
Yeah,
and now he's going out to blow off some steam.
Yep, quick turnaround.
I cannot believe that kid's a senior. Ridiculous. Proud of that kid.
Hey, you want to grab me a beer on your way out?
Yes, he does.
Run it down to me.
I was going to get another one too, but I'm like, well.
It's a long walk to the garage and it's cold out there.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. So, yeah, dude, right. We're getting snow right now, kind of.
I know. Ugh.
I know. It's starting.
I know.
It's like early November and it's starting.
Yikes. All right. All right.
I'm going to try and not fumble this around with the whole screen recording thing. So I think I need to go back. Okay. Now I'm going to make sure the volume's up. I'm going to get this to the microphone. So this is going to be, God, I kind of don't want to do these in the order I have them, but I don't want to mess around with that. All right. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Here's number one of name that video game.
Oh, GoldenEye.
Jeez. It took like 3 seconds.
GoldenEye. Is that the N64
yeah.
version?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
That's awesome. Oh my God. You know how many times we played that?
Dude.
That game, like, was we played that for hours and hours.
Don't you love?
Was that on
this,
GameCube? Maybe?
Yeah,
I can't remember.
I
don't know,
64.
Which.
I think it was,
maybe
it
was 64. Yeah. Oh my gosh, that game was. That was so fun.
So when I was recording that, it brought back these like floods of memories of us playing like multiplayer games.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Because I would always die. Someone would get the golden gun, and it was one shot.
Yeah.
The golden gun
was such a pain.
Yeah.
And somebody would always take who is that guy with the hat? You can throw the hat. Odd job.
Yeah.
And then there was the big goofy looking guy, Baron Samedi.
Oh, dude.
Oh, what a great game.
Not only was it fun because we would play multiplayer, but I would sit at home and play like the story mode, and it was so fun. It was like ahead of its time.
That,
super, super
that
fun.
That game was amazing.
All right, so you're one for one. Let's see what's next.
Don't worry, it won't last.
Okay, this next one's going to be interesting because I listened to it, and I because I searched it. I'm like, all right, find me the theme for this one. And then I was listening to it, and I was like, really? This is the theme? This is it? All right, here goes number two. It's, I'll give you a minute. There's 30 seconds, so take your time. You're going to kick yourself.
Is it Tokyo Drift?
No, but good guess.
The Extreme Tokyo Racer?
You're on the right path. You're on the right path.
It's a racing game.
It's a racing game. Yep.
What is it?
Oh, that was it. It was Mario Kart 64.
What? No
I way. 100% agree. So I like YouTubed it, and I'm like, this is the theme music? Like really? we played that about as much as we played GoldenEye.
I can't believe I didn't. Oh man.
I know.
Jeez. Do you remember that Extreme Tokyo Racer game we used to play?
That's what
I thought that was for.
It's funny you say that. That's one I tried to do. So I YouTubed it. I was trying to find the theme. And now there's several different themes. So if you YouTube like Tokyo Extreme Racer Zero, there's like a bunch of different themes. There's like the main one, but then there's, because you know how you'd be on the track and you'd like, there's like a boss race one.
Yeah.
I played that. I want to find that for PS2. Like I want to find a used copy
game,
and play it.
I spent so much time on that game.
You could like upgrade your car. It was awesome.
Yeah, it was fun.
100%. Okay.
Wow. All right, now, I'm disappointed I missed that one.
I have big hopes for you in this one because you played this one a lot and I didn't. All right. So we'll see if this is accurate or not. Here comes number three.
Here we go.
Oh. Think about naming your players.
It's Final Fantasy.
Yep.
But which one? Is it Final Fantasy 3?
To your credit, it's 2.
2. Ah, oh, son
so
of
a... You get it, because... But there's so many. I wasn't sure which one you would... Because this one's Super Nintendo, too. Which one did you play it on all the time? It was Super Nintendo, wasn't it?
Yeah, Super Nintendo, yeah.
Yeah. So there was like two, yeah, there was a regular 2, 3, 4. Like, I can't remember which one you played all the time, but I remember like you'd name everybody.
Yep. The one I played the most was 3.
Okay.
I played 2 a ton. I played 3 a ton. Yeah. Those are such good games.
You are 2 for 3.
That one was 60, a stretch, though.
64 was hard, though, dude. I still can't believe, or not 64. Mario Kart. Yeah.
What?
All right. I'm like, are you kidding me? All right. Here comes, this is a good one. Here comes number 4. We both play this one a lot. Oh, it's hard. You'll get it.
Is this WWE?
No, it's a good guess. The, sounds like a
I'm thinking the Super Nintendo version, whatever, or I guess it was WWF at the time.
How did that only... Is it stopping me midway?
What was that?
That was Doom.
Oh, my God.
Can you see, if you close your eyes and, like, with that music, you can picture yourself with, like, the Gatling gun, like, walking around the hallways, you know?
Oh, my gosh.
I know. That was a tough... So I knew it because I was staring at it, but...
That was hard. Yeah,
it's a tough one. All right.
All right.
This is going to be this is gonna even it up right here.
Oops.
Here we go.
Oh, Super Mario Bros.
It's like 2 chords.
That's the first one too, isn't it?
Yeah, first one. Yeah.
Nice.
First original. Was that number 5? No, this one I'll be curious if you'll know it, because I would know it because I planted myself in front of it for so long, and I remember playing it together, but we were really young. So
all right.
Okay, here we go. Eight bit.
Duck Hunt.
No. What? It's close. It sounds like Duck Hunt.
That's not Duck Hunt?
What? See, I feel like I have an unfair advantage because I'm staring at the thing.
What is it?
It is super, not super. It's regular Nintendo Ninja Turtles.
Oh my god. Oh, wow.
I just remember them going through the little like, portals.
I can't believe I'm missing on some of these.
Dude, that's hard. It's super.
I thought, especially for some reason, right away, I thought that was Duck Hunt. I was like, oh, Duck Hunt.
It does sound like Duck Hunt. Like the background of where the dog's jumping in the ooh, thing. And then
yeah,
the duck.
Yeah, shoot.
Yeah.
Oof-ta. Man, I am.
Oh, you're good, dude.
I'm disappointed.
So what are we? Oh, right. So you are. Let's see. You got GoldenEye. You got
I don't even think I'm 50-50.
Final Fantasy. You are 3, 4, 5.
Mm-hmm.
Right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You're 3 for 6. You're 50-50.
Oof. All right.
This one, I probably made this too hard. This one, I don't know how much we played this either, but here we go. Kick it off. This one's hard too because there could be different versions, but.
Is this a Mario game?
No. Sega.
Is this Sonic?
Yes.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yep. You got it. Oof. See, because when I was Googling this one.
Yeah, Sonic had some different.
It had some different ones. So yeah. You're getting credit for that one. You're above 50. What is it? Here we go. Here, I think you're gonna get this one. Here's another. I'm not gonna tell you the platform because I think it was on a bunch of different ones, but here we go.
Mortal Kombat.
Yeah. I don't even know if you listened to this.
This is one of the early ones.
This is like an arcade version, I think.
Yeah.
Just I love that goes it. Into the, yeah, dude.
Mortal Kombat's one of those games that. They're still making them.
Yes,
and that yeah, started dude. On Nintendo.
Yep.
Didn't it?
Yep.
Like, I think yeah. the first Mortal Kombat was Nintendo.
It was either. Oh. Yes. There's like Super Nintendo. It had to have been like Super Nintendo.
Maybe it was Super Nintendo. Yeah, I don't remember, but oh, such a good game.
Well played. All right, here we go. We are. This is. So you're. Oh, I'll go back and count. All right, here comes the next one.
Zelda.
You nailed it. So. To your credit, I would have not even gotten close to knowing what that was.
That was like Zelda on Super Nintendo.
You're right. Yep. That was super. You even know the
oh,
the
yeah.
system.
I love the Zelda games. I actually played today was like
on
my
Switch.
Like day off to do nothing. So I actually played Zelda Breath of the Wild on the Switch for a little bit today.
Is that like a newer or is it there's a different
there's a new one that just came out, Skyward something. I don't remember. I'm still trying to get through Breath of the Wild, so
nice, dude.
Fantastic right. game though. Very fun.
We've got two left. This next one, I Googled the theme and it didn't sound right. So then I kept going and I found this one and it's kind of like the intro.
Mm-hmm.
But here we go.
Mario Golf.
Yep. how many hours of Mario Golf have
so
we played?
So many. On GameCube?
Dude. It's hard.
We played it so often.
It's almost a tie between 64 and GameCube, but I feel like we played more of it on GameCube.
I think so because that's when we had it at our apartment.
Yeah. The tournaments.
Yeah, we would play all day.
Dude.
That was so fun. Did you get it for the Switch yet?
Yes.
Oh, because we can play each other online.
It is super fun. Except I do like the one where you like race to the balls. You like you all hit at the same time and then you race to each other.
It is fun.
I'm stuck on the story mode though, and I'm at this one where that you have to like I just don't like the course. I can't remember the name of the course, but it's hard to get through. So I'm kind of stuck at it at the moment. But
yeah. They just released two new courses too. The winter one and I think the other one's a desert.
It's been a few weeks since we even played it. Yeah. Because, of course, you know, the kids.
And you can use Koopa Troopa now, too, as a playable character.
Koopa. Yeah. Nice, dude. All right. Last one. I think this is 11. I'll see. I don't know if I would have gotten this, but it came into my mind and I Googled it. So here it is.
All right. Let's hear it. Oh, Donkey Kong.
Mm-mm.
What?
Unless it's wrong.
Dig Dug.
No.
What the?
It's great.
Hold on.
And also,
I know this.
Yeah. Which I'm kind of questioning because it's over and over and over, and I feel like that's not really the theme song of it when you play it.
Don't tell me because I'm going to kick myself.
You play it again. I know. Wait, this is screen records
what
throwing
me. What the heck?
See, I might need to do a little more research on this one because I saved it. It is Pac-Man.
Oh my god!
But like I played Pac-Man.
What did I say, Donkey Kong?
Yeah. Well, and then you were closer with Dig Dug.
Yeah. Wow.
I swear I've played Pac-Man though, and like it doesn't just do it over and over and over and over. There's like a different path to music.
Now that you say it, I'm like, yeah.
So we had 11.
I should have gotten that one.
You got. Can we go? This is where I don't like screen record. Here we go. So you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
I'll take 7.
Wait, there's one more. I think you got 8. What was after Mario Golf? That was it. So you had 7 out of 11. That's not bad.
That's not bad. I'll take it. I'll take 7 out of 11.
And the, yeah, so like the Pac-Man was hard, and so was like, dude, Mario Kart I wouldn't have gotten, and Doom, unless like now that I'm picturing in my brain like walking around with a gun and all the.
Yeah, that one was tough.
That's like, tough.
Yeah, I had to think on that one.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, that was. So we're gonna have to do these because I like screen recording it. It doesn't take that long, and like I wish I would have done that with our finish that quotes, like just screen record it for like 10 seconds or whatever instead of like writing it down. Like,
that's a good idea.
You know. And then just delete it when you're done. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think there's going to be more of these. I just have to think of different categories.
That was fun. Yeah.
I like that. All right. Well,
this got me thinking of plenty of video games we could do that with. Those are really good choices.
Yeah. And there's only, I know, I didn't, I was going to do some of the newer ones like Rocket League or like, you know, but I couldn't.
Yeah. No, that was perfect.
Nice. Okay. Well, we're going to move into a discussion here in a little bit, but this will wrap up. Name that video game theme song.